Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to Chris Parks to Backyard and Beyond. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. How are you, Vaughn?
And of course, Chris is president of our local Optimist group, and I've been seeing and hearing you have a special meeting coming up.
Yeah, we've got something a little special planned tomorrow night. Organization as a whole, I guess, calls them NOW meetings, and what it stands for is New Optimists Welcome. So we're trying to have a little gathering that anybody that's interested in the possibility of joining a service organization here in the area would like you to stop by tomorrow night. It's going to be 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, and we're just going to have a little gathering, a few snacks and drinks, and talk about the club.
Okay, so you say you want to get people who are interested. Why would people be interested? And is it both men and women?
Oh, yes. both men and women, all ages. There's no restrictions on Optimist Club membership, that's for sure. There actually are some clubs out there that have, they call them joy clubs, and they're junior Optimists, mm-hmm. the clubs that are associated with their bigger club. But we haven't gotten to that point yet. That's something we'd maybe like to do in the future. So if there's that interest there, mm-hmm. too, you can bring the kids mm-hmm. along, and we'd be happy to talk with them about it. Okay. There's no real restrictions, I guess.
Okay. So why give me a sales pitch? Why should I be a member? Why would I possibly be interested in joining the Optimists?
Well, I guess our main kind of overall little one-line slogan is bringing out the best in kids, and that's what the Optimist Club is all about. We're a youth-oriented organization, and all we're out to do is try to do things in the community that better the opportunities and the growth of youth in the community. So if that's a goal you share with us, then it's probably the thing for you.
Pretty important group. That's the future that you're working with there, and a lot of kids need some help along the way, but everybody can get a step up no matter where you're starting from, so that's great. And I always think groups like the Optimists and others, it's a great way to get acquainted with other people. If you're new in town, what a great opportunity.
Oh, yeah, perfect. I mean, that's why I got in the club partly myself, was when I first moved here. They were going around and trying to get a new club started here when I moved to town, and that was about 4 years ago. So they did restart up the club. There was an Optimist Club in Atlantic a long time ago, but we restarted it, and I got involved because I thought it was a good cause, and I knew I'd meet some people, and I've made some great friends through the club. So yeah, it's another way to get involved and meet new people.
So how much time is involved? How much work? How often do you meet? What are some of the time expectations?
We meet every first and third Thursdays of the month, 7 o'clock at the YMCA. So that's always our scheduled meeting times, and we just meet in the little conference room there at the YMCA. And those are our meetings, and then, of course, we're holding events throughout the year. And I guess I think kind of the beauty of our club and our organization is, we love to have those people that are there all the time and that help with everything, and then that's, I guess the goal is to have people involved as possible. But, there's lots of people that are in the club that, they just make it when they can. We realize people are busy, and you don't have to be totally fully invested and be at every single event. We understand that, and it works out pretty well just kind of coordinating who can be there when, and we all kind of help each other out. Yeah. So I guess the time commitment can be up to you, whether you want to make it a big part of what you're doing through your daily life or not.
Okay, so you can kind of pick and choose, and depending on how much time you have. And some people work out of town, and they can't be there certain times, so it's great to be pretty flexible. Let's talk about some of the events that you've done for kids, some of the fun things that you've done, and maybe some of the outcomes of those.
I guess the one program that we've had here so far that's probably most recognizable in the community that we've done is our Just Say No program that we've done with the area 4th through 8th graders. We started off just doing the 6th through 8th grade, and then we expanded it 4th through 8th grade. And what we've done here the past few years is we have an assembly sometime usually early on in the school year, and give the kids a message about saying no to alcohol, tobacco, and drugs, and usually bring in some outside speaker to get involved with that as well. I know the folks down at the sheriff's office, and you know, with the drug dog, and Brian Ranke's been very good about helping us out and giving those talks. So that makes it a little more fun. But then we, at those assemblies, we give them, we've given them T-shirts in the past, and then we've also the past couple of years given out wristbands that say "Just Say No" on
popular.
Them.
So mm-hmm.
Yeah. So and it's easy to get out, and kids enjoy them. And then the program works is they wear whatever we give them, whether it be a T-shirt or wristband, they wear it to events that we hold throughout the year that are just kind of, you know, fun events that you can go to and get in for free if you're wearing that wristband, and, you know, kind of keeping that cause in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So those are, I know, fun activities for the kids. What about, now, to carry all this out, obviously there's some cost to those. How do you cover those costs?
Yeah, that's, I guess, always a difficult thing for any organization. I'm sure other people that are out there in other clubs know exactly what I'm talking about. But fundraising is always, you know, a constant struggle. But one thing that we do on an annual basis, and it's actually coming up here pretty soon, so I'm gonna get the word out anyways here, every year we've done a rest stop coffee shop, and we do it at the eastbound Adair rest area, and they're nice enough. We apply, and they give us the day, you know, to set aside, and we get to set up in the little canopy building that's there, and we just sell, you know, random goodies to everybody that's passing through, and then they give us a donation. We just do it all for a free will donation, and it raises pretty good funds for us each year. That's our one big fundraiser that we do, and that's coming up here. We do it every year on Memorial Day.
Okay.
So it's always, you know, a big travel weekend. Folks are usually coming back from somewhere when we're there on actual Memorial Day, but we see them coming through, and it's going to be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. approximately. That's usually when we hold it, and we're there, and just stop by and see us if you get the chance. You're headed through the area.
Yeah, if I used to get involved with those, and that's kind of a fun experience, because most people, when they stop, aren't just going to pick up their coffee and run. Some of them will, but a lot of them like to stop and visit.
Yeah, they like to tell us, you know, about what they've been doing that weekend, you know, what their plans are, and you meet some people from, you know, all over the place traveling through on the interstate. So, yeah, it's a fun time.
One of the questions I remember was, and this had to be past Memorial Day, maybe it was July 4th, what do you do with all that corn? How do people eat all that corn? You know, people don't really realize, and so it's a good time to educate some people about other things too.
Yeah, very true.
And the other thing that I remember, and I'm guessing you had this comment too, was that they were surprised about the rolling hills, that they expected Iowa to be perfectly flat, and they were really enjoying the drive on I-80.
Yeah, it's fun to have those discussions
yes,
with folks.
Yes,
sure.
It is. Okay, so that's your fundraiser, and this would be a good time. Somebody wanted to just step up and say, hey, I'd like to come help and see how that all works.
Yeah.
And you probably don't have to be there all day. I'm guessing you have some shifts.
No, yeah, we break it up into two-hour shifts and just have a couple people there at a time, so
okay,
pretty easy.
That's kind of a fun thing to do. So that's your main fundraiser, as you say, coming right up. And let's see. Is there another cost? How about membership fees?
Yeah, membership fees are pretty minimal. And, of course, I always tell folks, too, you know, if you're worried about that, you know, let us know, and we can work something out. Or also, another good thing to do is to talk to your employer. A lot of times employers will be very willing to pay your membership dues if you're involved in a service organization. So that's something to think about. But ours are not that expensive in the first place. It's $20 per quarter. So it's $80 per year. There is a $15 registration fee the first time when you originally sign up as a new member. But from then on out, that's what it's been. It's stayed that way here since the club has started so far. So you never know. There may be raises on the international level that we'll have to deal with at some point. But at right now, it's just $20 per quarter.
Okay. Mentioning international, I don't know, Chris, have you been involved with state or national or international? It is an international organization.
Yeah, it's a real, real big organization. You can get involved to many higher levels if you really wanted to, if you're really interested in the organization. I myself have been involved just a little bit here on the district level, and on the not so much on the state level, but you can get there as well. And then, of course, yeah, it goes nationally and internationally. Mm-hmm. But it is a kind of a fun, tight-knit organization. We have a lot of fun interacting with the other clubs that are here in our district. We have regular zone meetings where we get together as clubs and, you know, kind of discuss what we've all been doing, share ideas, and share fundraising ideas and all those types of things. And it's fun to meet new people that way, too.
And so what are the towns in your zone? Where would you be meeting people from?
Other towns that we have here, clubs in our district, are Trainer, Griswold, Underwood. I know there's one out of Walnut, but they're not real active outside of their own local area. And I believe there's one in Neola as well, and those are ones that are the main ones that we always see every time.
So maybe those are folks that this only place you're going to see them, meet them and see them, and so it's kind of fun, as you say, to get together at those meetings and get better acquainted and find out what's going on. So let's remind folks again about your NOW meeting.
Yeah, our New Optimist Welcome Meeting is coming up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. It's going to be in the youth room there, so you come in the door, you take a left past the front desk there, and it's right there in that back room. And we're just going to have snacks and drinks and just come. It'll be a casual, kind of informal event, and no high-pressure sales or whatever going on, just to find out more about it.
Yeah, see if that would be a comfortable fit for you, so get on out there. And we want to thank you very much, Chris Parks, who's president of our local Optimist group. And until next time, here's the thought. Volunteers don't get paid, not because they're worthless, but because they're priceless.